And the last time we had this guest on, things were not great for the Wisconsin Badgers, but it's good to bring on Colin Wilder now to talk positively about where this Badger season is heading towards at the end here, Colin. And thanks for taking the time to join us. And for me, this season feels almost like the reverse last year, where last year it started out, there was high hopes and they kind of sputtered down the end. And maybe it looked like some of the players, I hate to say quit, but maybe just ran out of motivation. This year, the team is motivated. The young guys are motivating the veterans. Now the veterans are motivating the young guys. And it really is something fun to see come together these last few weeks, beating Washington, giving a hell of an effort against Indiana, and then taking down Brett Bielema at Camp Randall again on senior day. The seniors showed up. The youngsters showed up. It's been a heck of a last few weeks.
Yeah, I was talking about this the other day of what would you rather have in this season of whether hitting rock bottom late or early and finishing strong or starting out hot. And I would much rather for this Badger team to be finishing strong going into 2026 with a lot more momentum than kind of taking that deep dive into a deep hole late in the season. And then we're really wondering what we're going to be looking like in 2026. Now, this whole team could be an entirely different team in 2026, or, you know, hopefully we can get these guys back and keep this culture of what it is of guys who have hit rock bottom and climbed their way out into some momentum to end the year. So I think you're right where you want to be relative to what the season was and what it's become, and then how these guys have fought and given a lot of positivity and hope for this team and for these fans. So we have a lot to be excited about. And, you know, the big thing now is finishing against against Minnesota and getting that axe back. I mean, that would be really the cherry on top of these last several weeks.
Colin, a lot of momentum going into this game. It's Axe Week in general. I know we're talking with all you guys over the years. Like this is a big week. This is the game that everybody circles on the calendar. To talk about the last few weeks, though, what have you seen in this team? What have you seen in the program that just seems different over these last few weeks that's built this momentum up to this point?
I think you see a different change of just relentless mentality from really all phases, right? I mean, We're playing clean on special teams. We're finding a way to put up points and stay ahead of the sticks on offense. And then defense is flying around and getting to the quarterback. I mean, the great defenses really expect to have a second quarterback going to the game for how much pressure you're applying. And I think that mentality seems like a really real thing for this defense. And, you know, you just see guys flying around. They're not playing to not lose. They're playing to win. And I think that's spread out among all the players and the coaches right now. It's just a different mentality and confidence. And there's just something about when you win games, or there's a specific win where you kind of find a rhythm and find some confidence between your ears on what you're capable of. And you kind of feel that with this group right now. And it's the perfect time to do it right before Axe Week.
Speaking of Axe Week, and there's so many big moments, you know, block punts to win games and things like that for the Badgers during Axe Week. There's one I want to set up here, but he played back in the era when I covered this team, so more like 07 through 2009, 2010. But Jay Valai, a safety from Texas, is a former Badger, former ESPN Madison intern, current defensive coordinator for Oklahoma. Did you ever cross paths with Jay? Do you remember that name, Jay Valai, watching the Badgers?
I've never crossed paths with him. I've always wanted to shake his hand, because y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's that one play where he knocked the logo off of a Minnesota player's
helmet. That's what we want to watch with you right now.
So that is what he's known for me, and that's why I have so much respect for him, just from one freaking play.
So we're going to play that clip for you, and you can see the M fly off. I know from Jay that at least for a very long time he had that M. But let's watch the clip, and you can talk through it, talk over it. But Riley, go ahead and fire up the clip.
Small town like Corvallis. Here's the pitch and the hard hit. A couple of up pieces coming out at the end. And just about.
And that's Matt Shaughnessy, who played in the NFL. DeAndre Levy played in the NFL there as well. I think O'Brien Schofield is in there, played in the NFL. That was a heck of a defense.
The headgear came.
Tell you
off
what, you get a red one even for a hit like really that on a run play. This day and age.
Yeah, did you see the M fly off of that there?
Solomon's still feeling it.
I don't know where it went.
They'll show it again, and you get a chance if you watch for it. You kind of look at the bottom of the screen. Yeah, it is off. Yep.
34 degrees or so.
Here, watch it. Now look at the bottom of the screen. You'll see it go flying.
Safeties in the Big Ten. And watch him. Oh, just a helmet.
Oh, yeah. There it goes.
Yep, right there. Right around the 36-yard line.
There are a lot of helmet-to-helmet tackles that go. He knocked the actual logo off the helmet.
What's even better is he needs help off the field.
Right. Yep. And the line from the announcer, he knocked the actual logo off the helmet. Colin, obviously, that's a hit you know very well, even from this series. That's a hit that doesn't happen anymore.
No, you can't even think to play another snap if that hit happens again, even if you hit him with your face mask. I mean, especially this year, I don't know what's targeting and what's not. I can't figure it out. I don't think I've ever figured it out, and I never will. So, yeah, it's a different day and age, and you know, you used to watch highlights like that, hoping that would be you every play in the, you know, when you play a game. Junior high highlights, I'd watch, you know, college football's biggest hits, and you know, you see everything going on that would be a criminal charge in this day and age.
Colin, I wanted to. Well, I've been asking a couple Badgers, former Badgers, what this rivalry means in one word. I know it's going to be tough. So far, I've gotten incandescent, incendiary, vehement, unbridled, relentless. If you want to break out the thesaurus, feel free. But your word, one word to describe Axe Week. What's Colin Wilder's word?
I think sacrifice is one of is the word for me. Because no matter what's going on this week, no matter what your body feels like, if you can go out there and play, that's what you're going to do. And you're going to sacrifice your body. You're sacrificing your time this week of preparation. You're sacrificing Thanksgiving, right, with your family. I mean, sacrifice to be able to come out with the axe and start chopping the goalpost is what it takes. And, you know, I've seen a lot of guys find a way to play in this game because it's so important to them. And it was a blessing to be a part of a program with so many alums around and guys that just knew what it meant. And they played in this game, right? And so the entire week from the moment you stepped in the weight room on Sunday to when you stepped onto the field on Saturday, you could feel it in the air of what this game meant. And the message was very clear in that building. And, you know, I'm from Texas. So I grew up watching SEC and Big 12 more than anything else. And my first year in 2018, I had to sit out that year. And every Monday, there's always a message from a coach for the week. And once we got to Axe Week, I just remember hearing the message from the coach on how very clear that we hate Minnesota and how important this rivalry game is. And I knew about the Axe. You know, I was aware of it, but I wasn't aware of how much we hated Minnesota and why, right? And I came accustomed to it very quickly once we lost that axe and you had the seniors in the locker room bawling, crying that, you know, they'll never have an opportunity to play in this game again and get it back. So it was eye-opening for me. And then from then on, I mean, I was completely bought into the rivalry and bought into to what this game meant. And that's what I really want these guys to see. You guys for portal guys. You got a lot of guys who are never before who will be playing snaps this Saturday. So that's where the leadership, the coaches, you got to make it very clear on how important this game is. And, you know, I think that's in this different day and age, we got to make sure that these boys are aware of what this game means to this program.
So as you said, you grew up in Texas. It's the Red River Rivalry. There's a lot of big ones down there. Where does this rank? Is, you know, you've experienced a lot in the South. Then up here, as you're talking about it, you obviously have kind of from a fan and player perspective, a good view on college football rivalries. Where do you think this one falls?
Amongst all of college football, if you get immersed in it and if you get around it, this is a top three, top five rivalry for everyone to understand. I mean, I know you got Texas OU, you got Auburn, Alabama, you got Ohio State, Michigan, even Oklahoma State. Oklahoma is a big one too. I mean, just being down south, but this game especially is something that if you grew up around the Midwest, this game means something. And this is bragging rights. This is a hatred filled rivalry. You know, you don't talk about respect too much in this, but you do respect your opponent, obviously, in their preparation. I know PJ Fleck, one thing that I can say positive about him is he knows how to play the Badgers. He knows how to prepare his guys. You have to respect that in order to find a way to be successful in this game. But that's the beauty of the rivalry game. And but if you're around it, if you get a taste of it, you'd understand.
Colin, you touched on it a little bit. I know the last go around, we wanted to have you in that one, and that call. I'll tell you, I was not a fan of the call left and right. I don't know. I was in the building for that one. Wish you were out there on the field, but you talk about it too with guys like Daryl Peterson, who balled out last week. You got to share the locker room with them a little bit. You mentioned this is the last game for a lot of these guys, especially on that defense. If you're Daryl Peterson, if you're the guys in that locker room, you know, what's that speech? What's the advice that you give for the guys who are balling out with the Badgers one last time for this game?
I say there is nothing left to give after this game. Nothing is guaranteed. I mean, it's a long shot. We talk about, you know, I've seen – you know, some stuff on Twitter about a bowl game. This is the last game, right? And that's your mentality as a player. And what more do you have to give after this game? There should be absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't care what it takes, what your body feels like, what energy that you have after the game. It should be completely empty. The tank needs to be emptied, and you need to do it for each other. And the feeling of having that axe, especially as a senior, and chopping down the goalpost, I didn't get a chance to do that in my last game. The seniors in my class didn't get to do that. And you sacrifice so much all year long, to enjoy those type of moments. That's why you come to Wisconsin, to enjoy the wins as a brotherhood. And this is your opportunity to do that. This is your opportunity to go out on a high note and to remember your final game at Wisconsin being victorious with the axe. And so, again, empty the tank. Absolutely empty the tank. That'd be the message to the boys.
Colin, the last thing I have for you is, clearly this is going to be an emotional game. The Badgers, to the credit, with all these ranked opponents they've played, have been in these games this year. But there's a lot of emotion for the seniors. Then you throw in the rivalry and you throw in the axe. And it's a lot for players to get ready for a game. How do you walk that line of not getting – not too right, but too hype for a game, to be able to come out you don't want to come out nervous. You don't want to come out with too much energy or trying to do too much. So how will these seniors try to help the youngsters make sure that they find that balance of intensity, but also playing within yourself?
Yeah, I think the intensity really needs to come from the prep during the week, making sure your scout team guys are detailed on the look that they give throughout the week, making sure that we're detailed on the game plan, guys are dialed in. Thanksgiving week, right? So, you know, on Thursday, making sure that, yeah, like you have a good time, like with your team activities, but, you know, you're going to get out of routine a little bit. You're not going to be in school. I mean, make sure that you find your routine that gets your rest. Make sure that there's no distractions. I mean, the last thing we need is to do something that we could completely control to become a distraction. That's a huge thing this week. And then once you get to the game, I mean, I always talk to the guys like, you know, we don't get too high, too low. Anytime we get too high, it's always for good things. And we don't get too high for negativity. And we just stay even keeled and make sure that we're focused on doing our job properly. But don't go out of your routine. Don't go out of it. Make sure that you're staying whatever's worked for you all year as a player. Keep doing it this week. And the game is the same. The game's going to be played the same as you played the last 11. So let's make sure that we're just staying consistent with that. I mean, I think that's a good message for guys who, especially some young guys, freshman football players who are going to be playing for us this week, to just understand, I mean, not to get out of your routine.
Colin, thank you so much for hopping on and talking about rivalry. And I'm glad we had you on for like good news. So the Badgers are finishing strong. The defense is looking great. And hopefully we'll have some excitement going into this offseason.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. Hopefully these fans can enjoy a little bit of positivity more. Don't we think, boys?
That'd be great.
Yes,
that'd
absolutely
be nice.
I think one more win and we're all going to feel pretty good about how this year ended. A couple wins against ranked opponents and then take back the axe. There'll be a lot of momentum. Camp Randall will start full next year if that's how the season ends.
100%.
All right. Thank you, Colin. That's Colin Wilder. This has been The Jump Around. I'm Jim Rutledge along with Pablo Iglesias and Riley Yauch. Thanks for watching.